Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it is the first Monday of March, first Monday. You know, I'm your girl, Stevie Aisha Mills, here with you the first week, Monday and Tuesday. I missed you guys. Yes, I did. But I am here, and we are back and better and just bigger and just brighter because, you know, March is the month of spring, so we're renewing everything. And guess what? You know, we love our girl Amber Aziza. She has something that she had to take care of that just needed her attention. But God placed us a flower. Yes, it is just great infinite wisdom. My friend, my fellow sheep manure, she is just so amazing. Elena Odessa has just traveled across the country. She's done so many dynamic things. She is actually going to talk to us about who she is and why she even is going through something new with her brand and something beautiful and all these things. So in the month of renewing, we're going to talk about how she and the women that she works with cultivate and connect and change and just all these great renewal words. I am so excited to have her with me. I called her up and said, Elena, can you please, please, please be here? And she said yes. And that is nothing short of just being magnificent and always being on our hearts and on minds and spirits. And I just love her to life. So I am going to just pretty much have a interview with her, you know, listening to our little girl talk we're going to do. And I want to introduce you, and I want her to go more into her formal bio and the things that she's done. But it is a great way to start off the month, because without any further ado, we have the phenomenal Elena O. Elena, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Stevie. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you great. I hear you great.
Okay. Awesome.
Yay! I just want you to talk about who you are. And I know that's a big question, but because it can mean so many different things, you know, that's not an easy question. But I want to, when those words resonate with you, what comes out? Who is Elena O?
Just a woman of God on my path, you know, just seeking my journey and what God put me here to do, and just trying to, you know, answer my life's questions and help as many other women as I can answer theirs, and just, you know, discover, explore, scout out the land is how I would describe myself. That whole desire to kind of scout out the land sent me on a cross-country drive in 2012. I drove almost 9,000 miles over 26 states to, you know, just, I mean, with that question in my heart and in my spirit. And, you know, it was good. It was fulfilling. There was some highs there. There was some super-duper lows, you know, but through it all, Stevie, what I really just discovered is that you can't outmaneuver God, you know. Wherever it is that he has called us to is the very place that he is, you know, waiting for us. He's already gone ahead of us. He's prepared the way. You know, in Isaiah, it says that he's our rear guard, so he's behind us. You know, in the Psalms, it says that the angels are encamped about us. And so, I mean, we just can't outmaneuver him. And, you know, he was in the desert when I was there for 2 days with no map, not even knowing that I was going into the desert. Girl, I was using my iPhone trying to get from Washington State to the Grand Canyon. So you can imagine how interesting that was and how uninformed I was. So when I got to Reno, you know, Nevada, I'm all excited because it's Reno. You know, I've heard about Reno and seen the slot machines on the movies and, you know, just heard references to Reno. And I'm like, oh, yay, Reno. Drove out of Reno, and it took 2.5 days to get from Reno to Las Vegas. And in between Reno and Las Vegas, there was nothing. Nothing. I mean, there was not even any tumbleweed out there. So, you know, God met me there. He held me. He kept me. He brought me through. And, I mean, I just have story after story like that, you know, just stepping out on faith and going the way that I knew that he was telling me to go, even when it didn't make sense. And, you know, he just, he shows up and he fertilizes, you know, he expands us. We so often ask for our territory to be enlarged, but we don't think about, you know, what's going to come with that. You know, we shout in church, we, you know, sow our offering on that, we pray about that, we journal about that. But, you know, when you're actually going through the valley there, you know, it can be a very interesting thing. I'll just leave it like that. But, yeah, so that, and then, you know, went to New York City and studied acting there for a year, which was super exciting. And, you know, just ended up here in Dallas and, you know, just waiting on the next leg of the journey. So that is the, is that the long version or is that the short version?
That's the beautiful version. That's the authentic version. It is, it is, because in that, you know, the one thing that I have heard just here today, and I know to be true about you, is that you will go wherever God takes you. And I want to talk about that. I think that is a key PowerPoint for so many people. They don't have that just, okay, well, God, hey, is it you and me? I'm going. I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. How did that journey come about? How did that come about?
Well, it was a long journey. There are a lot of phases to that build up, you know, to really being able to kind of step out there. And I don't think that a lot of us are really encouraged in that process. You know, it's like we look at other people, other women who are kind of living the example of, you know, just kind of stepping out there really big, and we think that, you know, they just did it one day. But there's also, I mean, not also, there's a lot of growth, you know, just kind of meditation and just, you know, steeping yourself in the word and little things. You know, I would see God, you know, come through at the last minute with a bill. You know, I can remember one time I had been sick and, you know, I had been out of work. I used to work for the post office for like 15 years, and that was the initial place that God called me out of. And, you know, I had missed a lot of time from work, and, you know, I had used up my sick leave, and I didn't, I was short, and I needed some money for a bill. And, you know, I was just praying, you know, for this bill, this money for the bill to come through. And the day that I needed it, some unexpected money came in the mail, and I just, oh my gosh, I shouted all up and on every square foot of my house. I just shouted and, you know, was just so grateful for that. And, you know, I think that as we're building ourselves up in that realization that we can, you know, step out on the voice of God, step out on, you know, those inner callings and inclinations and stuff, is that, you know, we have to be willing to kind of go back and just baby step ourselves up to that. And, you know, a lot of times that means celebrating those little things, you know, celebrating those times, you know, that God really came through, and just not dwelling, you know, on the lack, not dwelling on those things that we don't have, but just dwelling on, you know, those times that we expected him and he came through, and also those times, you know, when we didn't even know to expect him and he came through. And when we do that, it starts to build us up so that when, you know, it's time to make that big leap, that we really have, you know, the fuel in our faith tank to be able to do that.
Awesome. And you said the fuel in the faith tank, that is beautiful in and of itself.
Amen.
Think about having fuel, we think about our cars and our bodies and stuff, and we can't keep on going without the fuel,
mm-hmm.
You know? We can't go anymore. And so that's a beautiful thing.
You know, we
statement.
Can't go on anybody else's fuel either. You know, we can't go on anybody else's faith. It's like we have to have our own, because I can get excited about your faith. I can get excited, you know, about seeing God show up for you in your life, but for real, that's not going to move me too much. You know, it's not going to, it doesn't become, you know, just the, it doesn't really translate into momentum for me. Maybe an emotional excitement, kind of being in your presence and seeing you excited, and, you know, while we're together, I'm kind of feeding off, you know, your energy and just the high note that your spirit is kind of resonating on. But when I leave you and get by myself, you know, I have to have something that is authentic, something that is unique, you know, something that is intimate between me and God, where I have seen him show up on my behalf, you know, where I have seen him come through for me on things that nobody else would even know about. So, you know, I know that that's what the cultivation of that intimacy is really all about. And, you know, when I kind of came up with this, and I don't know whether I came up with it or, you know, I mean, the Lord helped me come up with it, I don't know. But when the whole Born Again Women in Bloom, you know, thing really started birthing, it was about that, you know, just really us cultivating our own intimate relationship with him, our own private relationship with him, and letting him, you know, kind of lead us toward those things that he created us to want, not what I have been taught to want, not what, you know, I've kind of bought into the marketing and, you know, decided, oh, okay, you know, that would be good for me to want, you know, some those shoes or, you know, that house or that car or that hair color or, you know, whatever. I mean, all these things that we can just buy. But what is it that I was intrinsically created to want? And when I start aligning with those things, then the voice of God becomes that much more clear to me because we're really in alignment. You know, I'm being pulled not by the marketing, not by the people pleasing, and, you know, not by the need for this outside validation and all these things, but I am really being pulled of the Spirit, by the Spirit, into those spiritual things. And it's just a bloom. It's a blossoming. It is beautiful. And you can't beat it. You can't beat it. And you can't compare it to anything else either, you know?
You're right. You're right. And the way in which, you know, we all bloom is a different experience, you know? Like, it's all, some might bloom fast and some slow. Just get to the point where I don't know any specific flowers that do this, but I know that there are flowers that allow you to pluck them up easily. And if there are some, if you pluck up too quick, then, you know, it'll die. And it's just a different experience. It's a beautiful experience, like you said, of how different things are and how they came to be, and, you know, just the excitement of that. That's very exciting because everybody has a different journey.
Everybody does. You know, you can't let people rush you. You know, you can't let people rush you, and you can't let yourself, you know, that inner critic and just that inner voice, you know, that we can sometimes just have kind of, you know, playing back those negativities and playing back those negative beliefs and stuff. We can't let that stop us either. So I can't let you rush me, and I can't let me and, you know, my limiting beliefs stop me from going into the, you know, into the light, into the blossom, into the beauty that God is calling me into. And, you know, he just talks so many times in the scripture about, you know, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And any time that we have fear, it is steeped in a world-based identity. We're identifying with something of the world that screams lack, that screams, you know, rejection, that screams abandonment, that screams brokenness, you know, that, I mean, just screams danger and insecurity. And so, you know, if we can just remember that any type of fear is related to a world-based identity and a world-based association, you know, then we can really start speaking those scriptures to ourselves and just kind of strengthen ourselves and edifying ourselves and building ourselves up to make those steps, you know, that God is calling us into. Because without the faith, I mean, there is no journey. There's only the box. There's only the status quo. You know, there's only just that standard of mediocrity that we can really strive for. And so it's just so important for us to, you know, kind of be aware when those fear voices and images and, you know, those things start showing up and, you know, we kind of start seducing ourselves with that horror story of the past or, you know, that horror story that we've imagined is going to happen. Because God is always, and I mean, I can tell you from the time that I left North Carolina on, you know, the first leg of my journey, my car had taken my car to the, you know, to be serviced. And I mean, the guy had just, you know, it's fine, Elena, he keeps telling me. And I'm like, what is that noise? And he's like, I don't know what that noise is, but you know, your car is fine. And I knew that it wasn't, but I also knew that this mechanic that I trust is telling me everything is cool. And I knew that God was saying, go, 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 go. So, you know, I leave, and I'm leaving from Pleasant Garden. I get to, I think, Pilot Mountain, and, you know, I made my first stop. And when I get back in the car, I mean, Stevie, the car was just, I mean, just making this weird, just creepy, 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 crazy noise. And I was like, what is that? And, I mean, you know, fear is just in the pit of my stomach, and I'm still, you know, hearing the Lord say, go, go, go. So I do. I keep going. Well, I get to Mount Vernon, Illinois. And when I get to Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am checking, you know, into the hotel that I'm going to stay at. And I do something that I've never done. And so I step into the, you know, the lobby, and I see all these, my nieces are actually coming in. And because this was very impromptu, I did not have the opportunity to warn them to, you know, give me a kind of noise break. So anything could happen at this moment. So anyway, girl. So I, you know, I'm in the lobby. I'm walking through the, you know, and you know how you see all those little pamphlets and stuff that are kind of telling you what you can explore in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm like maybe an hour and 10 minutes outside of St. Louis. And so, you know, I'm in Mount Vernon, hour and 10 minutes outside of St. Louis. I see all these pamphlets, and I grab some, you know, something that I never do. So I get up to the, you know, room, and, I mean, I'm just stressed out because the whole time I have been freaking out over this noise, and, I mean, the noise just kept getting progressively worse. So, you know, I shut the light off, and I'm like, I look at my pamphlets in the morning, and, you know, I just try to get some sleep. Toss and turn, can't sleep, flip the light on. These pamphlets are calling me. So I pull one out, and it is, you know, some advertisement for this museum called the Griot Museum in St. Louis. So I'm like, ooh, you know, that sounds interesting. I want to go check that out. So after I decide that I'm, you know, I'm pressing on, I'm going to the Griot, I'm going to check this out, I, you know, wake up the next morning, get in my crazy sounding car, and I press on. Between Mount Vernon, Illinois, and, you know, St. Louis, Missouri, girl, I almost just, I mean, the whole time, you know, I'm just crying, I'm just weeping, just wailing pretty much, and I'm telling the Lord, you know, I'm going back, and I keep hearing him say, go, 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 go. So I get to the Griot Museum, and, I mean, by the time I park at the Griot, the car is just last leg for real. And so the Griot is closed, and so I literally, I mean, just broke down, just disintegrated in tears. And so, you know, while I'm just going through this, you know, with the Lord, and I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, what is going on? And then I'm just questioning myself. I look over to the left on the other side of the street because I'm in the not the neighborhood that you want to be in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I look over and I see this. It's not even an 8x10. It's just a half of an 8x10, like a 4x6 something. And it says service, welding, and alignment. And I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, I, you know, pull over there. And so when I pull over there, you know, I tell this guy, you know, what's going on. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a suspension problem. You know, we can fix that. I can fix that on, you know, bring the car back Thursday. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I'm on my way. I'm driving cross country. You know, I'm by myself. I'm pushing the, because this is in, you know, February, like February 1st or 2nd. I'm like, you know, I'm pushing the calendar here. I got to get to, you know, Washington State. And he's like, what? Are you crazy? Which way are you going? So, you know, I show him which way I'm going on my iPhone, and he's like, no, ma'am, you can't go that way. You know, if you go that way, you'll be stuck, like, for the winter. Mm. So, you know, he helps me with that. He he fixes my car. You know, I mean, he calls in his part from some other area in Illinois, you know, calls in the part. The part's there in an hour. You know, fixes it, and I'm back on the road. And I'm like, Lord, the griot, that whole thing was never about the griot. You know, that was about me thinking that I'm going to the griot, but going there so that I could get my car fixed.
And you would not have ever even known that you were on, that you would have gotten into a stuck situation had you not had a guide.
No. Had I not stopped and gotten that little guide, had I stopped gotten to get that, I would not have, the griot was right across the street from this place. You know, and then the guy, Joe, who's fixing my car, you know, he's a third-generation mechanic. I mean, he's just like a suspension surgeon. You know, I mean, he aligned my car. He got under it and aligned it. I mean, he didn't, like with a hairpin, you know, he didn't align the thing, like hooking it up to the machine like they usually do. He did it, like old school, show enough, pull up on this thing and we can get under your car and align it. And, you know, he was telling me that the griot was never, he was like, he said, what are you doing here? You know, how'd you even get here? And I said, oh, I was coming to the griot. And he's like, oh, is that how you say that? I thought it was griot. And I'm like, no. He was like, well, you know, I don't know, you know, what's going on. He said, but they're never closed on Tuesday. They're never closed on Tuesday. He said, they're usually closed on Monday. But, you know, today, I don't know what's going on. And I'm, you know, having this little private conversation with the Lord. And I'm like, Lord, I know what's going on. Because if they had been open, I would have gone in the griot. Probably wouldn't have noticed the little sign, you know, and would have kept on trucking. Just crazy like. But, you know, it's things like that, and it's stories like that that, you know, I just would love to impress upon, you know, anybody that is listening to this now, you know, anybody that's going to be listening to the archive, you know, to you, Stevie, to myself, you know. I mean, we have to minister to ourselves with stories like these because God is in control. Even if it does not look like he is in control, he is in control. And so, you know, just start to trust your intuition. And if you know that he's pulling you forward, then go forward. You know, go. Because he's not going to call you into anything that he has not already made preparation for you inside of that thing. You know, you're okay. You're safe. You're more than safe. You are, I mean, divinely covered, you know. And so, hallelujah.
Amen. And it's such a beautiful thing. And this is why it's so funny, you guys, when Elena called me, because I was going to do my own teaching today, because I was like, it's too late to get anyone else I want to ask. And when Amber had to shift gears, I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to talk about whatever God asked me to talk about. And I still didn't feel settled in the fact that we didn't have a guest. And Elena called right before the show, and she has hopped on the line, didn't think. I was like, yeah, 30 minutes, let's make it happen. And that is truly, and normally Elena would have been like, girl, you know, she would have, it would have been a different conversation. And so that's God. You know, God always.
Oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about? I'm not letting you know.
God,
you know, it's
prepared.
It's in us. It is. Yeah. You know, whatever God has called you to do, it is in you. You don't need, you know, any more certification. You don't need any more education. All you need is the experience of just sharing that, you know, and I am embracing that more and more and more and more. And, I mean, it's a good place, you know.
Amen. Amen. And that actually, it actually segues us very greatly into the announcements I have for PWE, which I want to connect with what Elena just said, because a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are scared. And one of the things that PWE is doing is, and we know Professional Women Entrepreneurs is the organization that we all host for. I am a host for Professional Women Entrepreneurs, and they are such an amazing organization because they provide women with so many different opportunities to connect. And so one of the things that they are doing is to become a co-author. And Elena's an amazing author of an amazing book, and just an author helping guy write the stories of lives for other women. And becoming a co-author for The Confessions of a Boss Lady turning your passion into a lifestyle. That's an awesome title. But you ladies have the opportunity to become a co-author. And the question that they're asking is, it says, how would you like to tell your story to women all over the world? You may not have even thought that you wanted to tell your story, but there are so many women out there who have a business inside of them, but they're scared or just don't know where to start. What are some of the obstacles that you faced when you started your business, and how did you overcome them? What advice do you have for an aspiring entrepreneur? How did you turn your passion into a lifestyle? And this book that you're going to be the co-author of, it allows you to share your story with the world and help inspire someone. So there are only 25 co-author spots. I'm pretty sure it's a lot less than that now. But if you want to go and be a co-author in that book, then just go to PW Inc., which is inc.formstack.com. And I'm going to also put in the group. We have a PW Empowerment Radio group. Again, PWE Empowerment Radio. And you just on there, find us on Facebook, and this announcement will be in there, and it'll tell you the full title because I want to make sure that we have the full title here. And then another dynamic opportunity that we have for you, that PWE has for you, is to build your business and expand your brand with professional women entrepreneurs, and you're able to add your name and company to the directory that they have. And so there are so many different levels. You could do it for free all the way up to $79.99. And each one of these packages, there are four packages, and they have such dynamic, just amazing benefits to all of them. So you can be either in the free entry, the basic entry, the VIP directory entry, or the speaker's directory. And so you also, in both of these opportunities, you get some just great dynamic marketing. Like, for example, you get to be a guest on PWE Empowerment Radio, and you get your event promoted on PWE Empowerment Radio, all kinds of great stuff. Plus, you get a short video clip of you speaking, as far as, like, being in the speaker's directory. You just have to go to PWE Empowerment Radio page, like the page, and find this great information, because I want you to be able to digest it yourself. And going back to Elena, I want to make sure that we tell the listeners how they can connect with you, because we know that so many women have resonated with what you said today, and we want to make sure that they stay in contact. So how can someone reach out to you?
I can be reached at www.elaina.com, elainao.com, or bornagainwomeninbloom.com. And I have a free gift there for all the ladies. It's a teaching that I did called What's Holding You Back Is This. And, you know, in it I just blast the number one barrier to what's holding you back from just living that life, you know, stepping out and becoming the woman that you know God called you to be. And, you know, it's just time out for that. We just have to step past our fears and, you know, step past those lies and just, you know, step into the truth of who you are in Christ. And that teaching will just kind of get you settled in that. It'll get you going in it, and you'll be on my list. And, you know, I just send out a lot of, you know, emails that, you know, ladies have just kind of, I spend probably a couple of hours creating the emails, and then I spend more time than that really responding to, you know, all the ladies who are just reaching out to say how much it touched them and how much it blessed them and, you know, how much it just came at the right time. So I think it's a community that you will really get a lot out of if you avail yourself to it. So elainao.com and bornagainwomeninbloom.com.
Awesome, awesome. And I am definitely, definitely part of the community. Thank you, Elena, for being here today. I appreciate you. You know, I love you to life. So thank you so much.
I love you, Christy. I used to meet you.
Yes, thank you. We rocked it out. And tomorrow we continue. We have our Lunch and Learn. Our guest, special guest, will be Danielle Winningham. You definitely want to get your patent pin out for that. And we are super excited about what is to come. Just get in gear, get in motion. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 right here again. So, I'm sorry, no, 1 p.m., not 12, 1 p.m.
Oh, oh, we'll see you for me. If you're in the CST area, 12.
I know. I'm on so many different time zones. 1 p.m.
Girl.
Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll have some fun and have some laughs tomorrow because this has been an amazing day. Thank you, ciao for now, and connect to PWE Empowerment Radio online so that you can see what we have for you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.